For KBIA in Columbia, I'm DC Benincasa. The absence of an early in-person voting option in Missouri is raising concerns about a renewed coronavirus spread on Election Day. More than 21 million voters across the U.S. have already cast ballots in person amid record-breaking early turnout. Missouri is one of four states that do not allow all voters to cast their ballot in person before Election Day. Missouri absentee voters can go to their local county clerk's office and cast an absentee ballot, but there are no options for early in-person voting for non-absentees. This absence of early in-person voting is raising concerns about heavy crowds on November 3rd amid a renewed spread of the coronavirus. Advocates hope states will expand early voting options for future elections. Missouri is among several states across the U.S. seeing a spike in confirmed cases and hospitalizations related to the coronavirus. St. Louis hospitals are filling up with coronavirus patients at an alarming rate. St. Louis area hospital officials are urging people to take precautions to slow the spread of the virus, warning that the region's hospitals are at about 90% capacity. The Kansas City area recorded its highest number of deaths over a one-week period, with more than 80 people dying from COVID-19 this past week. The State Health Department announced today 1,695 additional confirmed cases and 28 more deaths. Coronavirus hospitalizations and inpatients are increasing in Columbia and Boone County. The Columbia Missourian reports 90 people were hospitalized with COVID-19 in Boone County yesterday. Only 18 of those are Boone County residents, according to the Boone County Information Hub. The number of COVID-19 inpatients in Boone County hit an all-time high of 91 last week. Scott Clardy is Assistant Director of Boone County Public Health and Human Services. He says the growing number of hospitalizations in Boone County is worrying. Clardy says it's important to keep an eye on the hospitalization count because the hospitals in Columbia have such a wide catchment area, and surrounding counties are not taking the same precautions as Boone County. Meanwhile, there were 340 active cases in Boone County yesterday, down from 373 last Monday. President Donald Trump's administration is sending 1.8 million rapid coronavirus tests to Missouri. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said in an announcement yesterday that the tests can produce results in 15 minutes. About 60% of the tests are slated to be used for K-12 school testing. Another 30% will go to colleges and universities. The rapid tests come as the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases continue to increase across the state. The agency says around 1 million of the tests have been shipped as of yesterday, but there's no current timetable for when the rest will be mailed. For KBIA News, I'm DC Benincasa.